Hi, this is Joe Ibe, also known as the Metal Hawk Guy, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
This is Radio Free Cybertron for September 29th, 2010. I had to think for a second. I'm Brian Kilby. And with me here, I have the usual gang of idiots.
Hey!
Sorry, I didn't mean
that. Oh!
Hey!
So, yeah. I'm in a Mad Magazine mood. I mean, you know, I'm thinking.
And Mad Magazine calls like people that. Idiots?
I have a subscription. Yeah, have you never read Mad Magazine?
Apparently
it's
not.
It's been a while.
I have a subscription to Mad Magazine. I'm like the only person on Earth who still reads that.
You still make that? You still have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mad Magazine's good stuff.
Mad Magazine is good stuff. So I'm Brian Kilby, and with me again, I have J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Bweebum, XV, Lady Wreck, and John DeLuna. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Woo. It's going good.
If you're watching the video, you see that we actually have XV on video, which is creepy for me.
He's real.
Yeah, I've known
he's
XV.
He's real.
He's not just a floating voice.
Yeah. He's not the man on the machine.
Yeah, that's actually XV.
I'm not a floating voice behind dancing star screens anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
That is a must watch. Have we tweeted that specifically?
We should, really.
What
we
is
really
it?
Should. By what, dancing star screams.
No, I'm not. Actually, I don't think I've seen the dancing star screams.
I don't
Maybe
think that is.
Hear that week.
You know, actually, what I did see this week that creep the hell out of me was Twitter Theater, and we'll get to that later on. I actually emailed that out.
I missed it.
I emailed that out to like the normies in my life, and they were just weirded out by like, that.
It's not often I could kill
like,
you at Twitter.
You know,
I know.
Harry Potter's muggles, normies.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Except it's not derogatory when I say it. You know.
Oh, okay.
It's only derogatory. It's inwardly derogatory. So, but no. Yes.
You're not normal, right?
No. not exactly.
Who wants
I
to be
am.
Normal?
I'm normal.
No, Rob, not really.
I've got this down.
Spoilers.
Yeah. So. Okay, so lots and lots of stuff going on. Let's go ahead and jump into some news. I'm just going to read this. So I'm basically at XV's mercy. Toy scheduled to ship in November. Thunderwing, Skullgrind, Cliffjumper, Mindset, Fallback, Jazz Tracks, Voyager, Lugnut, Solar Storm, Grapple, Strafe, and the Power Core Combiners, Dinobots, which is Grimstone and his buddies.
Dino Pope.
And the Constructicons, and possibly more. So, lots of stuff. Yeah,
I helped regulate these show notes because you know XV likes to screw up on stuff.
Yeah, I will read anything.
Wait,
so
that's okay. I'll make up for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've already started. I can see.
Yeah. So, so what's this? What do you guys think? Any shocker there that it's like this quick for this stuff?
Well, read the next line.
Notably. Jazz and Tracks are being listed in the same assortment as Mindset and Fallback,
which are not Generations toys.
Ah.
And I am confuzzled.
Oh, so you're the one who put that there.
Yeah. All the red is me.
I kind of thought so, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So
the color code.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
What's up with Grapple's name? Lawyers.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I thought they still had Autobot Grapple.
Yeah, that seems less random than Solar Storm.
Well, he's orange.
I think whenever they can, they want to not do the just, you know, Autobot this.
And it is kind of lame, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
You know, that's why we have, like, Special Ops Jazz.
And Turbo Tracks.
Yeah.
Turbo Tracks sounds like a breakfast cereal or something.
I kind of wish
Special Ops Jazz had been Agent Meister again.
Or, God,
sounds like Brown Tracks.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, homie.
So, hey, did anyone watch the YouTube video I posted this week?
No.
Oh, the
I seeing you met Bear Bear.
Axes all over one of those things.
I want one of the. I wanted one of these so bad.
What? What is? What is?
What?
It's
got the worst mouth.
It's
ever.
The sing-a-jig. It's a little toy that sings.
Yes, that is an unfortunate mouth.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh my god!
Someone's going to the hospital. Just yeah. saying.
It has teeth. Look, it has fucking teeth.
It has teeth in there.
So
wow.
I had a little introspective video about the sing-a-ma-jig. If no one watched it,
their revenge on
how could you not?
Yeah, go to tfvideo.net and watch that. It will change. It'll change your life.
As if Maddie
for the worst.
I literally sit around and play with this thing.
I don't.
It'll change your mind. It'll change your.
I can't help it. I can't help it. So. I know you don't want to think about that, but we all do it. We all do it.
JD's broken.
JD, stop watching the video.
Yeah, if you had your own sing-a-ma-jig, you would know.
May I purchase one of those?
Yeah, it's admittedly, it's pretty awesome. I saw this in Connecticut when I was there last week, and I had to have it. There's no way around it. So, yeah. It's.
Anyway, back to the show notes, the news. No, the only thing there is Strafe, which we have no idea what it is.
Obviously, it's going to be reissue of the Technobot.
Cool.
Right. Must.
Obviously.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Y'all boys are crazy. It's going to be another Prowl toy.
Yeah.
It's possible. Be a repaint of like something dumb that nobody cares about.
Like Sunstreaker?
Telling you, though, I want that Thunderwing. That's Kibalicious right there.
Yeah.
Kibalicious.
It's a jetpack. Get it right.
Come on. I mean, the entire jet is hanging off his back. That's insane. Yeah.
I love Kibble.
My backpack.
I miss Robots in Disguise so much.
Oh, yeah.
I can't move this arm because everything's on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially Kibbles and Bits.
Yeah, and because I haven't actually followed the links on the show notes, what is Transformers 1?
The new media copyright or trademark application. I forget which one.
It's a
trademark.
Is it trademark or copyright? I can never keep that straight.
What is it? Like, mini cons have taken my sight, taken my speech, taken my hearing.
Taken my arms and taken
blood.
Yeah.
Hey, I was fixing to do that.
Sorry.
And JD is going to sing it with his goatee.
Yes.
Mini cons have taken my sight. So it'll be Lars in the background.
I was just flashback is that every time CHS took over RFC back in the day, it was always Metallica for the intro instead of.
I'm amazed we didn't get sued.
Yeah,
this is
back in the days before they knew how to sue.
this is before they knew of what was called the internet.
I think we were around the same time as Napster, weren't we?
Yeah.
Actually,
even Napster got away with it for a while.
That's true.
Yeah. It's like the Wild West.
It was.
Maybe it was
date ourselves when we do this.
Maybe it's when Metallica thought that they should make some money.
Yeah. Yeah, because Metallica didn't have any money before that.
They don't have enough rare pieces of art.
Yeah. So that's the new trademark is Transformers 1.
Yeah,
great.
So there is no actual information on what it may or may not ever be.
Let the speculation begin.
Or die a miserable death.
Transformers 1 is going to be a complete return to G1. The original Starstream will be back.
Yeah.
People will resurrect from the dead.
I know we said that about Armada, but this is for reals.
For Rizzled.
Yeah, for Rizzled.
I'm totally betting it's going to be like a merchandising thing. Back. Like, every little thing's got Transformers 1. Like, I got a shirt on Transformers 1.
Oddly enough, this is not saying that it is. There will be, like, toys associated with it, because most of the other trademarks, like Transformers Prime, say that it's, you know, it's part of a show and a toy, and yada, yada, yada. And this one's just entertainment services. So they might be trying to replace Craigslist adult section with Transformers.
It's possible.
Oh, there you go.
That's great speculation, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can buy a Fort Max for 200 roses? Sweet.
I don't even really get that, but I don't think I want to.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Those are cheap.
Okay, so I guess the big news from the week is that the Hub's website is up and has images and bios of the characters, or some of the characters.
Yeah,
Bulkhead looks pretty awesome. I have to admit, I really
do. He looks like animated Bulkhead.
He looks like animated Bulkhead, sort of extrapolated into like what would animated Bulkhead look if he existed in this kind of neo CG anime style world,
which they alluded to at BotCon. They said that it's pretty much going to be calling that one out.
Yeah, and he does look really nice. Some of them, you know, Soundwave. I read on AllSpark that Soundwave is what Dark Samus from Metroid Prime or Metroid Other M. So
yeah, so apparently he has no face, but I can distinctly see
he gave it something to Optimus.
I know. I was just gonna say he must have had an unfortunate run-in with Optimus Prime.
Yeah, so
it's like a Cyberjet Night Scream had
maybe they'll explain
baby.
It.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely see some Night Scream in there. So,
mm-hmm.
I think are you sure it's not just you being inclined to scream at night?
A little jet storm, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm actually quite impressed by RC. She's no Botanica.
But... yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I own that.
Thank heavens.
The one that looks the strangest to me is Ratchet, because Ratchet looks like he's big and bulky. Not bulky, but you know. Strapping, he looks kind of like what you would think Rodimus Prime would look like, sort of.
Yeah, not a lot of character in him. He's just kind of there.
I was kind of expecting that to be Prowl before I read the names.
At least he's not Johnny Bravo sized.
Yeah, Prowl definitely. He does look like Prowl or Johnny Bravo, but he doesn't have the hair or the black shirt. So
right, or the sunglasses.
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
You need it fixed.
But I'm still taken by Bulkhead. I just really like the look of Bulkhead. Especially.
There's always been potential for animated designs to be reworked into, you know, more typical style. Lockdown's had it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely Lockdown. Lockdown really came off really well in the movie line.
Word.
Bulkhead's making the transition pretty well. I want to see more of this done.
Starscream looks... I don't mean this in like a, you know, a negative way, but he looks dead.
Yeah, maybe it's Ghost Starscream.
Yeah.
I'm actually... Awesome. Bumblebee lost his voice again.
I was thinking today...
Well, find it, please.
I was thinking today, maybe that's
awesome. You'll find it on radio.
Yeah, Dancing in the Dark. Quit saying that.
You know, if all Bumblebee did was dance with that little Indian kid, I would be happy.
You just need more people, and then Slumdog Millionaire, the thing.
Yeah.
Be great.
That would be awesome. Okay, we'll get into that later.
No, that's the song he needs to play on the radio over and over again.
Oh, God.
Jai-ho.
Bumblebee, what do you think?
Jai-ho.
Which Gundam pilot drives Ratchet?
Good question.
No? Okay.
So, so that I think that was the big news. I mean, that's the big reveal. We're getting information, like, more slowly with this series than any series that I can remember.
Yeah. Because you don't know what they're going to do with it. They still haven't revealed yet when it's going to come out.
Well, the preview
is on October 10th, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
We don't know what that'll be comprised of.
That's probably going to be the video that they played, like, at... whatever, Comic-Con. Or
the creepy BotCon video.
Yeah.
I love you, Peter Cullen. I love you, Frank Welker.
Yeah, it's never... Yeah. I mean, they said that...
What, XV?
What are you going to say? Go ahead.
I was going to say, if I had to guess, I would assume that Prime would premiere around the same time Animated did. Like, you know...
Like 3 years ago?
Like,
way later.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, premiered back in 2007.
That would be awesome. But
but no, I mean, like right around Christmas time.
So I'm skipping through all the poo commentary in the show notes and going down to
crap. Take your time.
So the Hub is we have a start date for the Hub, and that is, when is that?
October 10th.
So that's when the preview. Okay.
And then 11th is when it actually starts.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the show it was actually starting with the preview. So that's interesting.
And they actually launched a whole section of, I don't know where the hell it went. they launched the whole section of, you know, when it's going to be, what shows are going to go on that day. And then October 4th, you'll be able to go into hubworld.com and find the actual schedule for the whole show, I guess, for however
show
long.
Show or the whole channel?
The whole camel?
The whole channel. Channel.
Oh, I thought she said camel. Sorry.
No camels here.
No camels.
For the whole channel. I think they're revealing the, you know, Sunday through Saturday schedule. That's what they seem to allude to. I'm not sure if that's actually true or what, but
a lot of infomercials.
Yeah. There's going to be pet pillows or pillow pets.
Hi, I'm Billy Mace. Oh, you didn't even get the new ones.
Oh, God. Okay, so let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Too soon, Rob. Too soon.
The
pillow pets, the more acceptable version of anime pillows.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't someone marry one of those?
Yeah.
In Japan. Yeah.
Except wouldn't the totally pillow pet be like the bestiality version of one of those anime pillows?
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the next piece of news.
Wow.
In more Masterpiece Rodimus news, a translation of some of the text says that Rodimus Prime may officially be a flaming Winnebago. It actually says it's a futuristic truck, but I will settle for flaming Winnebago.
How can you not settle for a flaming Winnebago?
I know. I would love
it. Third.
That's how I intend to die.
Grandpa are badassing all over the country in that thing.
The Transformers Collectors Club site teases Sideburn, G2 Ramjet, and Cheetor. And I'm not good. Pants get wet, people still complain.
I didn't put that there.
Yeah, I know.
I laugh so many times at the office today. And I have like an office with a bunch of my teammates, and it's just like everyone's just looking at me like, what the hell is wrong?
What do you do, Bweebum?
He can't speak about
agency.
It.
I work. I'm a consultant for the government.
Ooh,
kill.
Yeah.
Well, see, unless you add the government part, usually when someone says that they're a consultant, I usually assume that they're unemployed. But if you say a consultant for the government, then I assume that you're like a narc or something.
Yeah.
Well, I do what the government does too. I sit around and not do anything.
You do what the government doesn't do. Is that what you were trying to say?
I was going to say that, but then I figured
awesome.
That.
Are you trying to say that our government is large and inefficient?
I'm not saying that at all.
Oh, okay.
He can't say that, sir.
That's against my...
Former employee of the government. I can. Crap don't work.
All right. So anyway.
So, So lots of stuff.
So excited about this next piece.
Which hey, we're not done with the club stuff. So
yeah, we should be.
So what is Sideburn based on? What mold? Do we know?
Hot Rod.
Classic Rodimus.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't know that.
Time ago,
with the new head.
Is it going to have a new head?
That's what I think so.
And these items are items that are going to be available in the club store, as well as items that are going to be like the free toy.
Okay, Rodimus or Sideburn, is going to be the freebie figure for next year. And then Ramjet and Cheetor are going to be the ones you can buy later.
I was hoping Cheetor would be the freebie.
That's the one I want the most.
Look, they haven't milked animated blur mold enough, so they have to do that.
No, they haven't. It's a nice mold, and it's a perfect Transtech Cheetor. I want to join the club to buy one next year.
Yeah, I'm going to.
That'll be great if Sideburn gets a new head. I was figuring they would just have to like do his little scouter deal with a paint app.
I think he does have a new head. I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of random for a freebie toy, though.
Yeah, those usually don't, but...
Or maybe they don't.
He'll have a little monocle glued over.
Freebie toy.
Oh, no, not again.
This should be the freebie toy.
Oh, Jesus.
Especially with that mouth.
No.
Hell yeah.
I may potentially be pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah.
Do you remember, remember back during the G.I. Joe Valor versus Venom line, there was a 12-inch Duke that had a very similar gimmick to that?
Hi, Joes.
I don't remember that, no.
And you just like keep squeezing me and go like, bah.
Well, it's a very creepy hilarious toy.
I want a 12-inch Duke. God,
I want LSD.
Oh, God.
Okay, so an upcoming Costco exclusive is a golden Battle Ops Bumblebee. Or metallic Battle Ops.
Oh, man, that's so great. There aren't enough Bumblebees.
It gets even better.
Go ahead.
Okay, am I going to say it or
are you? Go ahead.
Say it at the same time. One, two. Sorry.
No. It's not going to happen.
Old Battle Ops Bumblebee that comes with a little chrome gold Legends Bumblebee.
I get two Bumblebees? Oh, man.
And Mudflap.
So this is the most redundant Bumblebee ever. There's a bigger Bumblebee repainted from this Bumblebee who comes with another Bumblebee who's repainted this Bumblebee.
I'll be honest with you. I would probably rejoin Costco just to get that.
The boss has a Costco club. I already talked to him.
All right.
That's awesome.
See, about this specific.
I have Sam's Club and BJ's. I had Costco, but it was kind of redundant. But, you know, exclusives like this, that's what draws you into a membership. So.
That's why I was a Costco.
And the gallon of mayonnaise.
The gallon of mayonnaise and Texas Pete, yes. That's totally a plus, too.
I'd go to Costco for exclusives and jelly beans. It's like, look at all these gummy bears.
Coffee. Their coffee's awesome.
Tip. You know, I'm pretty sure I was here 2 weeks ago saying that, dear God, we don't need more bumblebees. And yet,
you get a twofer.
Look,
you'll take it.
Very true. You were here 2 weeks ago saying that.
Listen, JD, they heard you saying this. Hasbro heard you saying this, and they said, "Roll out the bumblebees."
But the bright side is, it's not a store that you need to go to for any reason.
No, Costco's awesome, dude.
We don't even have Costco here, so I don't really know.
The big deal about it? It's not like it's taking up any other valuable space.
If you want one, just send me the cash, and I'll send you one, buddy.
Costco's excellent if you like bagel bites.
Yes, it is.
He wanted one for his next birthday.
So we're also getting a Crystal Activator Optimus. He's going to be sold with an issue of the TFA manga. What?
Cool.
Doesn't it usually go the other way around? The manga comes with the toy?
That's so last year.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so... late 90s.
And there's also going to be in offered through Hyper Hobby Magazine a mail away black animated Rodimus.
Yeah, I saw that. That really didn't take too long, did it?
Because it's just not Japan without the black recolor.
Yeah.
No. Gotta have it.
Black? Yeah. So they're also making an activator animated Ramjet.
Oh, well, there you go.
Woo. Yeah.
Did anyone set their watch to the black Rodimus news?
No, because it's actually that actually happened more quickly than I thought. So
the doomsday clock did move an extra minute.
It's daylight savings time.
Point. So
well, old school.
So is it really true that wave two and wave four of generations? I mean, wave four of generations has shown up in California.
Spotted at a Target.
Holy crap!
Oh.
I only saw wave three once, and like. Three quarters of wave three. That's insane.
I saw. I have wave three. But I still haven't seen a. Crap.
Is that a body?
He's still getting used to this whole webcam thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking. He is actually looking for anime girls out there who want to chat with him. Just email xv@tfradio.net.
If your name's Miko, you are perfect.
I have a sock puppet named that.
If you have eyeballs the size of softballs, please email XV.
Bigger than our fists, you are perfect.
That is a pillow pet.
Yeah, pillow pet. Okay.
Yes, you are actually a pillow.
So XV, as you were saying before you were rudely interrupted.
Before everything fell down.
Yeah.
No, I still haven't seen War for Cybertron Megatron at any point.
I saw it once. I skipped it.
I saw Darkmount once, and I own it. Yeah. And it was not with Soundwave and Red Alert that I got the other day.
I've seen three Red Alerts and no Soundwave.
I've seen none of the above.
Crap, I should have picked this stuff up.
I saw Soundwave, actually. I didn't know he was out.
Atlanta is the land of Thrust.
Yeah, same here.
I see a lot of drifts, actually.
So I want to see Drift or Thrust. I'm in heaven, but...
It's Thrust City. It's like, hey, remember how rare Thrust is going to be? Yeah.
A lot of Thrust there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of thrust going on.
Yeah, whoever thought thrust would be a peg warmer? Hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah. People were complaining about it for years, and they're like, "Eh, not gonna buy it."
Actually, I was talking about the peg warming thrust.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, though, I mean, the collector's market constitutes such a small amount, you know.
That's true. Told you it's going to happen.
We're not that important.
A lot of people have not gotten to see Wave 2 Generations, and there's Wave 4 shipping in California.
Wave 2 consists of what?
There's the Wave 2.
The original shipment of Dark Mountain, War for Cybertron, Megatron.
Then what in the heck is Wave 3? I thought that was Wave 3.
No, Wave 3 is Red Alert and Soundwave.
And one each of Dark Mount and Megatron.
God, I feel so left out. This sucks.
Jim Sorensen said he life found is passing me by.
Yeah, Jim Sorensen saw it. We love you, Jim. If you want to go ahead and send those our way, you can email it to Brian at tfrd.net. Okay, so and Hasbro is not going to continue Generations in the UK.
Sorry, guys.
Bummer.
Yeah.
So they will never have anything beyond Thrust.
Well, they can. They just get to pay the huge markup as we try to ship it over to them.
Actually, when I shipped Chris McFeely the animated Ratchet and RC, it was cheaper for me to ship it to him than it would have been for him to buy it there.
Wow!
So it's really that bad. If you really want it, you know, other than the secondary market markup from them just being rare, it's not really that bad to ship stuff to the UK from the US.
But Hasbro UK reassures people that you will still be able to get the full assortment of Speed Stars toys.
Oh, good.
I don't even know what that is. What is Speed Stars? Oh, that's the little that's the new name of great.
Gets a gun.
It's a renaming of Rob's favorite toy line.
I like RPMs. I mean, I'm only missing a couple, but my God, I mean.
They're definitely not hard to find, I can tell you that.
XV, you would like them. There's some really gaudy repaints I think you would dig. Barricade is just absurd looking.
I love the reputation I have.
Yeah, so.
Must be the shirt.
It is the shirt. So, so JD, I guess, do you want to go ahead and tell us what's going on this week in history?
Well, sure. All right, so there we were, September the 29th, 2006. That was the first full day of BotCon 2006. Panels, game night, there was an advanced screening of Transformers the Movie for the 20th anniversary DVD. So that was awesome. And it was also the U.S. premiere of Cybertron's last episode, which was Beginning.
Is that with the Unicron trilogy, you know, was that like the only Transformers shows that you really were happy that they were over? Yeah, I mean, like when animated ended, it was like, oh, Beast Wars ended, it's like, G1 ended, it's like, okay.
Puberty.
Yeah, puberty. So
nice.
But Cybertron G1's ending.
G1's over.
It's like, I missed it. Gladly.
Yeah.
I didn't end up seeing any of that till later, so I mean, I started to watch it, I think, when it was on, and I was like, this is lame.
I am a really bad fan. I remember when Cybertron started, I watched the first couple episodes, and I'm like, this is going to be so good. And I went on Alt Toys Transformers, and all that. I'm like, you know, I see real hope and potential in this show. But like the fourth episode, I didn't watch another.
Yeah.
It's impressive that you hung on that long.
Yeah.
Once they got to Speed Planet, it was kind of like,
I'm surprised your first reaction was
Namek.
Gaggly.
I gotta take a shower.
Namek.
That's what it felt like.
Okay, yeah. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we're going to join Chris McFeely, who's going to tell us about the TF Wiki Spotlight for this week.
It's a great one.
Yes,
it is. This is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
All right, and it is time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us by none other than Chris McFeely. Chris, what are we looking at this week?
This week, JD, we are looking at Death. The Transformers Wiki article for Death is a mighty beast. I think a lot of the credit for this one goes to, I think it's Rob Pyers? Let me just click the history. Okay, well, the history's not helpful because it's too old, but I think it's Rob, and if I'm crediting him by accident, I apologize. And this is a rather wonderful, extensive article that lists virtually every death ever in Transformers, from the death of Transformers to the death of humans and other creatures of all shapes and sizes in between. You may be surprised to discover how many dogs have died in the course of Transformers fiction. Illustrated, listed, broken up by weapons, fire, explosions, impact trauma, melting, incineration, consumption, decapitation, vivisection, and many, many more. And then supplemented with a huge second section, which lists how all of those things didn't kill people, because death in Transformers is so wonderfully fickle and entirely dependent on what toys are on the shelves and who Simon Furman hates that week. It's a really enjoyable, full, extensive article. I'm going to say I've said extensive way too much in the course of this one. Maybe we'll do some editing to that. Maybe we won't.
We won't.
And it'll just keep you reading for a while. Animal death, human death, characters who die a lot. Why characters, you know, like an out-of-universe study of why characters die. There's a wonderful mix here of death in the fiction and an out-of-universe look at why death happens in the fiction. And it's not at all miserable and depressing, even though it's called Death. So that's this article for this week, Death.
And now, another RTM1 dub moment.
Galvatron has reused some of Soundwave's parts, along with some other new parts, and has reconstructed another Soundwave, and renamed him New Soundwave.
So, we're back. Thank you, Chris. Death is such an awesome concept in the Transformers universe. It really is. It really is. I think it's very
uplifting.
Great. So in the break, we were talking about how Thrust has surprisingly been a peg warmer, and how I expect to see him at Dollar Tree. I will have a troop of Thrusts.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm sure at some point in the cartoon...
They'll take over the world.
Yes.
I'm sure at some point in the cartoon there was five or six of them on screen at once anyway.
Yeah, probably. It's too bad that I didn't get a troop of Beast Machines Thrusts, because truly the best Thrust ever.
Well, Motorcycle Drone is what you need the squad.
Well, great. Motorcycle Drone's the best as far as the toy goes, but Thrust, the character, you know, himself... Mm-hmm. It was awesome. God, I love Thrust. He flipped off Optimus Primal.
How badass is that?
Yeah, in on a Saturday morning cartoon, he flipped off Optimus Primal. Sure, he only had three fingers, but you know what they were going for.
Mm-hmm. You know which one he used.
Yeah, exactly. So
You know what he meant.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the advantage of how Thrust's hands are built is that every finger is a middle finger.
Yeah. Now that's
so true.
It's true.
He gives the best shockers.
Oh, God. So let's go ahead and take a break. We'll go back to Paladin, who reviews Winged Blade Optimus, a toy that I really want. I can't really tell you why I want it, because I don't know, other than the fact that it's the best Optimus mold. And he has, you know, wings and crap. But after that, we will...
Winged Blade, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I can fly and cut stuff.
I can fly and cut stuff. I'm Optimus Prime. Don't mess with me.
See, that's the thing, though. It's called Winged Blade, but he comes with a hammer.
It's hammer time. I'm going to hit you so hard, it's going to cut you.
So after the after Paladin reviews Winged Blade Optimus, I guess we'll go ahead and give away the Transformers Animated Rodimus Minor. So,
shortest break ever.
Yes, shortest. This is actually the interlude. I mean, this is...
Yeah, I know. This is the break between the content.
This is the break between the content. So we'll be back right after this.
Welcome yet again to Paladin's Place, preferred provider of mechanized melee. I was a pretty big fan of the recent Transformers animated series, and its premature cancellation left me disappointed by the thought of never getting so many of the awesome new toys we were promised. Fortunately, Takara managed to breathe new life into this Transformers project, and finally release a handful of seemingly forgotten animated figures. A prime example of Takara's animated invigoration is the recently released Optimus Prime set with new battle armor, as seen in the animated series finale and dubbed Wingblade Prime by official sources. I'm here tonight to offer my perspective on this special Takara release. Now, the centerpiece of this set is a new release of the Voyager-sized animated Optimus Prime mold with new translucent plastic. While this is still the best toy release of animated Prime, in my opinion, the so-called crystal color process adds nothing of value to this release. A change in color format like this isn't necessarily enough to make a good mold any better or worse. The real item of interest in this set, the so-called Wingblade armor, consists of 6 parts. 1 wing piece, 2 gauntlets, 2 cannons, and a hammer. The actual combination with Prime is pretty simple. You can probably figure out how everything snaps into place just from looking at the box art, with the possible exception of the shoulder cannons. These have to be attached to clips directly inside the flying backpack, so despite what the directions appear to suggest, it works much better if you put the flight pack on Prime first, and then slide the cannons over his shoulders. Also, I should note that the missile launchers on these cannons are extremely touch-sensitive. I shot myself in the face several times the day I got this set. End result of the combination is very visually impressive. The wing design on him invokes fond memories of my all-time favorite Optimus toy, Galaxy Convoy. Thankfully, the added weight from these new armor parts does not hamper Voyager Prime's already excellent articulation level. He is still capable of a wide variety of fighting poses. The centerpiece weapon in this Wingblade armor set is a new version of the Magnus Hammer, the weapon of Autobot High Commander Ultra Magnus, which was stolen by Decepticons and later reclaimed by Optimus' team. This is a scaled-down example of the real hammer that is included with the Ultra Magnus animated toy, specifically molded to fit the hands on Optimus Prime's new battle gauntlets. Sadly, the gauntlet hands are not sophisticated enough to also allow Optimus to hold his trademark battle axe at the same time. Another feature of the Wingblade armor set is its ability to form a new trailer of sorts for Optimus in vehicle mode. This particular configuration is probably the weakest part of the set. It's rather hastily thrown together and might possibly have just been an afterthought in the minds of the designers. When this set was first announced by Hasbro, their plan for Wingblade was to release the armor with the smaller deluxe-sized animated Prime and put it together with the armor to sell it at the Voyager price point. Unfortunately, I do not own that particular Prime mold and cannot compare the configurations, but the images I have seen of that mold combined with the armor do not inspire confidence. The Wingblade armor just appears to balance precariously on Deluxe Prime instead of snapping in place like on the larger mold. Makes me all the more thankful for Takara's release. Overall, I'm pretty happy with the Wingblade Prime toy. It's an appropriate last hurrah of sorts for the animated line, and definitely recommended for any of my fellow animated fans. But however, the more conservative buyers may want to wait just a little while longer for a concrete answer from Hasbro regarding this item's release. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to Radio Free Cybertron. Let's go!
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Get ready for combat! Optimus Prime, the ultimate Autobot hero, now packs the ultimate firepower. Optimus transforms from cool combat trailer into awesome combat robot. But the evil Megatron is mega tough. Megatron transforms from combat tank into evil combat robot.
Transformers! Born to transform!
Transformers Generation 2. Combat Optimus Prime and Combat Megatron each sold separately.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
Transformers, it's better than crack.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
We're back. Thanks, Paladin, for the review. Let's go ahead and give away the Transformers animated Rodimus Minor. Let me pull them out here.
Okay, who wins it?
Should we get a drum roll?
I can do it in post.
Sorry.
That was a really good drum roll.
Yeah, it is, actually. The winner of Transformers Animated Rodimus Minor is, and I'm going to butcher the pronunciation, Stolpen84. STOLPEN84. So he's either born in 84 or he really loves Transformers.
Or he
is
was
born or the novel.
Can't be both.
Yeah, it can't
be
both.
Is this for the quote?
The quote.
No, what? That was
T-Formers. Okay. That's T-Formers. No, this is,
okay,
all you had to do was subscribe to the channel for this, so you still can.
A YouTube channel that has nothing on it.
Hey, I just added a video.
It's Dolph Lundgren.
I just added a video.
It has a video of Kilby and his thingamajig on it.
My favorite thing I upload is up against YouTube's rules.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I tried. That bullet dream came.
So, okay. But congratulations to Stolpen 1984, pardon me. I will be emailing you after the show to get your address. If you're watching now, congratulations. If not.
And then stalk you.
You're not supposed to tell them that, John.
Brian will be your new best friend.
Hello, neighbor.
What a way to scare our listeners instead of make them want to subscribe.
Yeah, send Brian your address and he'll show up personally to deliver it.
He will show you a personal video.
1999 and I can't get away from him.
Actually, DevCon in chat saying the winner is Brian. In pre-show when I was selecting the winner, I did accidentally selected myself since I'm a subscriber of the channel.
Wise 2099 says it's Brian, the friend for life.
Yeah.
If you squeeze him, he'll sing.
If you squeeze me, I'll do more than sing.
Oh,
I don't know what that was.
Okay, so we've lost control of the show. Let's go ahead and jump into the topic. Which one do you want to do, guys? Actually, let's do the one that got away. I really like that.
The one that got away?
Yeah, so a toy that you saw once, like Soundwave, that you decided to come back for later, but you never saw again.
You know, I was just talking about this earlier, and there was a Universe Hardhead.
I saw Universe Hardhead several times. I was like, what was it, Rob? Clarence Bingo?
Yeah. Clarence Lottery. It's just like, I'll just let it sit there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they'll have it. It'll come back. I'll get it. I mean, if I wanted to get that repaint of Animated Megatron, the purple one, whatever it's called, I could get it now. But I don't want to pay $20 for it.
Which is kind of sad.
Yeah. What?
I regret passing up Roadbuster Ultra Magnus for that, too.
I saw Roadbuster Ultra Magnus, and I think I let Triplet get it. I saw it once at Ollie's. I was actually
glad. I have a more realistic one that got away, two, actually. First was when the Beast Wars Mutants were out. One time in a Walmart in Southern Illinois, there was Soundwave.
I had Soundwave.
And I think it was the start of a vacation. I figured I would wait and see if I could find something better somewhere. And when I came back, it was gone.
Aww. Sad XP.
Sad XP.
Then, sad XP. Then later at Kmart one time, there was the Energon Grimlock.
I saw those once, and I was with Triplet, and he snatched them up.
Triplet is just like stepping all over there.
You should have tackled him.
No.
Yeah, really. Get some scene control.
That was in a period when I wasn't really buying Transformers. You know, I was buying them, but I wasn't like, you know, a completist.
With the Energon Dinobots, my only real regret is that they're worth so much now.
Are they?
They're crap toys.
They're crap toys.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're so rare that they are desirable.
Yeah.
I had no clue they're rare.
Yeah, really?
They're sitting collecting dust in my basement.
I'm going to sell those things now.
If people want that piece of crap.
I saw an Energon. I saw a loose Energon Beachcomber a couple days ago in Connecticut.
So he's been around, huh?
Yeah,
just kind of driving around.
Yeah, and it was they sold only like $25 for it loose, like missing everything.
God.
Yeah.
Man.
The fact that Energon has an aftermarket value blows my mind considering how overproduced that line was.
Well, okay. There's only a few pieces in Energon that have a real aftermarket value. Omega Sentinel does. Mm. The Dinobots do. The Beachcomber and, what was it, Dreadwing? The Mirage recolor?
Yeah.
See, that's crazy, because Mirage was almost impossible to find, but Dreadwing warmed the shelf.
Well, I think the warming the shelves thing was part of the problem. Nobody bought it, so now there are none available on the secondary market, hardly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Energon was just two aisles of Walmart for a year straight.
And at the same time, there was the Transformers Universe stuff, which most Walmarts had half an aisle of as a special feature.
How many sideburns you kids want?
Yeah.
Well, I had one that almost got away from me, but just recently I was able to find it, so I'm like, yeah.
What was it?
I thought you were.
It wasn't a toy. It was a collector's item. The All Spark Cube. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
Rubik's Cube.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought they didn't make.
No, they made them. They made them.
That's the Rubik's Cube.
I saw the Rubik's Cube. I found it online and I was like, I kept on thinking, well, do I want to get that? Do I want to get that? This last spring, I actually bought it off eBay and the guy scammed me. I had to I had to report him and everything. So I was like, because that was like the last one that I found. It was for a really great price. But about 2 weeks ago, I found it on TF Source and I snatched that baby up.
You know, TF Source seems to be like a big up and comer as far as like Transformers shops go. Did you have a good experience? Yeah.
I did. In fact, actually, I wasn't quite sure if they actually had the item. I just saw it on their website. I thought, okay, it's either really there or it's a lie. And so I actually PM'd them, emailed them and said, hey, you've got this item on there. Do you really have it or is it out of stock? Because every place else is saying they're out of stock. And like 2 days later, they sent me a nice little email and said, nope, we've got it for sale. We've got a couple extra. We were able to scrounge up a couple of them. So I was like, oh, cool.
Awesome.
So first thing I did Monday morning, I bought it. I said, okay, I'm going to snatch that baby up.
Sweet.
So I have it. Yay.
I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, but I held off on getting animated Retgar, but I finally found two of them at Ross a couple weeks ago. Totally worth it.
Nice.
Great toy. Yeah.
I remember...
Go ahead. No, you go, sir.
Oh. I remember when Beast Machines was about halfway through, walking into the Kmart near my house, and there was two Transmetal, two Black Arachneos.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually.
Yeah, and I was like... and I remember I was thinking...
You guys are like psychic to each other or something.
I just remember being like, I thought this thing was like impossible to find.
I found several.
I'll come back and get it. Yeah, and I should have got it, but I just kind of skipped on it.
I did end up getting one later, but it was from my local second market dealer. So
I wasn't that concerned. I got RC. I'm good with the mold.
Yeah, I did. I have that RC too, the Botcon one.
Yeah,
I skipped it.
That.
I'm Marcy Transform.
More recently, though, I think I only saw Generations or Universe, I guess, Hound, like once, and I was like, I'll get that later, and then never saw
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Oh, was he hard to find?
He was not here, I guess, because, yeah.
You know, I have a hard time explaining to Kim that, you know, just because you see it now doesn't mean it's going to be there.
Yeah. Right.
The biggest example of one of these, you know, now you see it, now you don't, you know, things that I missed. I desperately wanted the Serpentor bat set from G.I. Joe. Where you build the mass device. I saw it twice. Last time, Kim was like, that's expensive. I'm like, I skipped it. I haven't seen it since. I have the whole mass device. I know it's G.I. Joe, but I have the whole mass device except for that set.
I remember the classic Soundwave reissue. I was totally going to get that, but when he came out, I didn't have a spare $30. It was bill time. So I was like, well, I'll just wait because all the reissues just sat till they went on clearance anyway.
Well,
Yeah,
that was a Toys R Us one, though. Those are hit and miss.
Yeah.
Toys R Us is hit and miss.
Yeah, that's true. I saw that actually on the way to BotCon 07, I think. And I'm like, I only have a finite amount of money. Because I was going on the super cheap. It's like, if they still have it on the way back. Because I knew I was taking the same route. They didn't.
Yeah.
Masterpiece
Starscream. Remember that headache?
I never even saw it to
miss it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, never.
I saw them a couple times, but no, really.
I'm really hoping that Masterpiece Grimlock doesn't become that. I've seen quite a few. I skipped it. The one, you know, I skipped on it because I was hoping it. I hoped I would find it later, but
that's a Toys R Us
spot.
Yeah.
You know what I really.
I bragged about being like two blocks from Toys R Us, and then I moved, and now it's like way on the north side, and I've not been back since.
Yeah, so.
One state over.
Yeah,
I'm really upset that I when RID first came out, I passed up on the train. The train.
You had to get
them.
Rail racer.
Yeah, rail racer. That's what it was. And then I got rapid run. And then I was like, "Oh, I'll pick up these other guys later." And they never showed up.
You missed out on nothing, sir.
Okay.
No, not really. I mean, like, yeah. I would mail it to you.
They were kind of neat. They were different, but they weren't, like, you great.
Know, JD's good at that. He's mailed me stuff. It's like, yeah, I don't want it here.
Yeah,
he really does that.
I totally do that. We'll see. So far, you've taken, like,
I have your Machine Wars Prowl up here to my
Machine
left.
Wars Prowl, which you actually bought. And
I bought, yeah.
The
some Beast,
game.
Yeah, Beast Wars on the PlayStation 1 and Beast Wars Transmetals. Yeah.
As long as you don't hand deliver it like Brian does, I'll get it.
I did hand deliver some of that stuff. Actually, I gave you Cheerwine at BotCon, so yeah, I think I've hand delivered everything recently.
That was pretty good, though.
It was pretty good.
Cheerwine was awesome.
I guess they were right when they said that you're going to hand deliver the masterpiece.
No.
Rodimus.
Not unless the dude lives like in Winston-Salem or something. Am I going to bother hand delivering that? Now, dude, if you do,
just kidding.
If you're like within an hour, sure, I'll do it. Or if you want to, come here, I'll deliver it to you at my front door. But you're not coming in.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So, hey, fact, you're not gonna let them. Show them the room where all the magic happens for Radio Free Cybertron.
Through the window.
Yeah. Through the window.
Right in there.
So, anyone else have any stories to share? And
John,
mine goes way back to G1. I guess when I was 8, I had saved up my money for, God, all of summer, to go Transformer shopping, and we went to Toys R Us, and I picked up Six Shot, which was awesome. And then for some reason, the next day we came back, and I guess they had restocked. And there I saw, for the only time in my life, Fortress Maximus on the shelf. Mm. But I had spent too much of my money on Six Shot the day before, and I couldn't.
No.
So, yeah.
You could have the large other brother toy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he sits next to me in the car.
Got mine right here.
That's Brave Max. He doesn't count.
Mean.
I thought you sold that.
It's a good thing, John.
No, I didn't get around to it yet.
Do you sleep with that at night? Like, do you hold it? And...
No. During the day, I sit in the chair, and it sits on the bed. At night, I sit on the bed, and it sits in the chair.
So basically, it's like that clown from Poltergeist. You kind of go to sleep looking at it.
Awesome.
And it's
you
all
wake
like,
up at, you wake up in the middle of the night, Fortress, what's wrong?
Oh, no.
That's sad.
Where'd Fortress go? And he pulls him under the bed, and he's all like, break me, I'll explode into sharp pieces.
Yeah, John mentioning Six Shot makes me wish I still had Six Shot. He's one of the toys that I sold that I wish I still had.
Six Shot. That's another one of those toys that has the crazy aftermarket value.
The reissue is like $140. I'm like,
wow. He'll ship them to you.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you had it, I don't know if you do or not, JD.
Your mom ships Quick Shot.
Oh.
I think I might have a quick switch ring or somewhere.
Not quick switch. He sucks. Six shot.
He will watch you share.
Six shot. But you can have quick switch. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't realize there's a Brave repaint of Six Shot.
There is a Brave repaint of a lot of things.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was one of Six Shot. Okay. Okay, while I look at eBay, Rob, why don't you tell us about Twitter Theater for this week?
What are you doing over there, Rob?
I've started to watch this video like 3 times, and I have to stop.
It makes your brain bleed. I mean,
it really does.
I can't do it.
I think it gets to the point where it's like 3/4 in the video, which I guess we can talk about once Rob finishes transforming his onslaught.
That's hard
it's
head.
Hard head.
Hard head, hard slot.
Ask your mama about that hard head.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. That's gross.
Actually, I can't take total credit for this because John retweeted the topless robot tweet where they had pointed it out, and I was just like, "This is amazing!" Like this, to quote Brian, "This is what heaven is like." Is this video?
Yeah,
if you say so.
Tell us what the video is.
I'm not really sure myself, but from my best recollection or figuring, it's a. Indian child who's apparently a singer over there called Superstar or Little Superstar, and it's a song of his, and he's in the video he's dressed up as a, I think, a mariachi.
Yeah,
I thought it was a cowboy.
Well, he's got a mariachi hat thing going on. So maybe it's a little of both.
He has pistols.
Yeah, he does. I mean, they're like Glocks, though, so he's all messed up.
So he's all gangster.
This knockoff bumblebee drives up and transforms and then shrinks down to little kid size.
Yeah.
And the little kid mariachi all of a sudden like, and they're like all dancing together. Wait, and they're like they're dancing on a dragon. I don't know what he even said. It's like,
I guess the best way to categorize it is use a Slumdog Millionaire with Bumblebee and this kid just dancing to like Bollywood music.
This, it was like, imagine the camera. And then like there's a dinosaur and the bumblebee grows and punches it and the kid's like,
yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. He didn't even and punch it. Like, he kind of just like slaps it on the head.
And then there's the scene where,
oh, look at Kilby's poor head.
Scene, I don't, what it gets me is where Bumblebee's driving the horse carriage pumpkin thing from Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry, Cinderella. And the kids inside of it just say, I can't really repeat what he says, but he's like, words, 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 words. And Bumblebee's all like,
for those not listening, for those who are not watching the video, Rob is literally just taking his webcam and shoving it in his face.
Like the camera moves. Now,
if you downloaded this after we recorded, you need to go over to Ustream and watch the live recording of it.
Yeah, it's and we, you know, I'm bad about linking stuff in the show notes, but I will link this in the show notes.
Wait, well, let me get a toy and I'll. Oh wait, there's a bumblebee. Hang on.
So
I thought it was weird, dude, like three quarters in the middle where the kid starts like riding on Bumblebee's shoulders.
You know, there's the website, the picture is unrelated. Well, this is like video is unrelated because none of these things fit together.
And the thing is, it's 4 minutes of noise and camera and bumblebee punching dinosaurs, and then it just suddenly stops because apparently there's a full longer version of this video.
Is this what is this? My question is this: is this what like people in India think about Justin Bieber?
It's possible.
Although
I mean, if you know, in like most like Bollywood movies, it's just random dancing. People like to go to Bollywood films. I mean, all the stories are the same and everything, but the dancing and choreography is what makes the show, like the actual movie.
If this had that, it'd be amazing. But as far as just the kids saying four lines over and over to a, this is acid.
Yeah, it is. Now my question is this in any way whatsoever officially licensed by Hasbro? My best guess is
no.
No.
My best guess is that's a Galaxy Warrior toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That happened.
Wow. That was painful.
How are you going to top this next week, Rob?
Maybe I'll just videotape myself going.
There you go. That'd be the first official video on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You know what? Just today, apparently, three new episodes of Cyber Missions came out.
And no one watched them.
Nobody cared.
Okay, so anything else, guys, before we scoot?
Don't get your Sector 7. It's out.
If you can find it.
Yeah, is that any good? Yeah. How is it?
I wish I could tell you. I have not yet received it from IDW yet.
Oh yeah, I did notice that they only gave you they gave us the 5-page preview.
Yeah, they gave a preview, but that's it. I have not reviewed it because I don't have it.
I wish I was cool enough to get like review copies of stuff.
Me too.
I wish I was too.
Yeah. Well,
I
take great pictures.
I might have to actually go out and buy this one, darn it.
Well, Sector 7 is the human oriented storyline, correct?
And who would want to read it?
It looks kind of like that. Yes, it does.
How do you distinguish it from like the other stories?
It's called
Look,
Sector
Man.
7.
Yeah, it's called Sector 7. Nice.
Oh, okay.
It's
sorry.
Name, Sector 7. You know, that was great. You did see the first movie, right?
Now, what if this actually turned out to be the best comic, in, like even better than Wreckers? It's like,
oh gosh,
amazing
does,
comic
I'm
book.
Plant.
And we're gonna have a Sector 7 Awareness Week.
Okay, sure.
Awesome.
Sector 7 aware this week.
Oh, get your Agent Simmons now. Yeah.
Sector 7 awareness week.
Okay, so
whatever happens,
that's it.
Right?
That's
there you go.
That's
well,
it.
I think
that's our receipt for this week, guys.
Thank you.
We're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, we are sorry.
My vertigo is acting up. I'm going to go throw up now.
Yeah. So check out all the shows, tfradio.net, and all that. We have it in the outro. Just listen to the outro. We cover everything you ever need to know.
Except Hulkamania.
That's true. So
he's in the hospital.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.